The Craig Folly Show on Deadline Detroit is sponsored by James Oliver Coffee Company at jamesolivercoffee.com. James Oliver is a second-generation family-owned and Detroit-based coffee roaster, offering 19 different blends of freshly roasted coffee. The company pioneered link-temperature roasting, and they source the best beans from around the world to create an outstanding coffee experience, no matter which beans you choose. To start, try the Alma Mater blend. James Oliver Coffee gives $5 for each bag of its alma mater blend to the Detroit Public Schools Foundation. And don't forget, use the promo code CFSHOW, that's CFSHOW, to get 15% off your first order. James Oliver Coffee, available at select grocery stores in Metro Detroit and, of course, at jamesolivercoffee.com. Remember, use the promo code CFSHOW to get 15% off your first order. That's jamesolivercoffee.com. Welcome to the Craig Folly Show on Deadline Detroit. Thanks for being with me on this Monday. And it is a very, very typical feeling on this Monday. Last week, we were enlightened a little bit, thinking that maybe things were going to change here in the city of Detroit for our gridiron heroes. Yet yesterday, they brought us crashing back to earth in spectacular Detroit Lions fashion. Joining me once again, as he does every week, to break down the latest Detroit Lions game is my friend Pat Batchelor, morning anchor at WDET, Detroit Public Radio. Pat, welcome back, sir.
We can always coach better. We can always play better. Blah, 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 blah. You
know? No, I'm not sure we can play better. I'll tell you what, I'm not sure our defense could be any worse than it is right now. You know, this is one of those. The game starts yesterday, and that was a pretty good performance they had last week in Arizona. And then they come home to play against New Orleans. New Orleans, and all they're talking about on the pregame shows is how depleted New Orleans is. And the Lions come out, great first drive, score a touchdown, intercept a pass on the first play from scrimmage from Drew Brees, and then take that one in, 14-0 lead, and it looks like the Lions are off to the races. Reality comes crashing in. Five straight touchdown drives for Saints, 35 unanswered points. And the Lions, you know, they tried. They had a chance at the end, but it was left up to their defense, which all day long could not stop Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara and the Saints.
Yeah, no, I mean, and the thing and about
no
it
answer.
Is,
no answer.
Yeah, none. And the thing about it is that New Orleans is a beatable team. I mean, they're not, you know, they're good enough to make the playoffs, but I don't see them as a real big Super Bowl contender right now. I mean, this is a game that the Lions could have won, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda, of course. But the most disappointing thing, I suppose, is that the Lions had the worst defense in the NFL last year. And how do you not address that? How do you not fix that? You know, if your solution is to sign a bunch of guys who are at the end of their careers just because they played for you in New England and then draft a kid, albeit a talented kid, in Jeff Okuda out of Ohio State, you know, I mean, I don't know how you go from bad to worse like that when not only is that your number one priority, but supposedly your coach is a defensive genius.
Well, clearly he's got some gaps in that genius right there. I mean, you know, perhaps J stands for genius in this case. that's a joke from another show. But anyway, it was embarrassing to watch for a while yesterday after the Lions took that lead. Then New Orleans just decided that they were done playing around. And the Lions, like I said, they could not stop them. And Drew Brees in this post-game interview was talking about it, said, well, you know, I was just waiting for them to drop into zone, and then I knew I could pick them apart. And he did. There were guys wide open in the middle of the field. They couldn't stop the run to save their lives yesterday. And they knew at some points in this game, New Orleans was just going to keep pounding the ball up the middle. And Kamara and the other guy, and forgive me, I'm forgetting his name, the other running back for New Orleans, both were getting 7-8 yards a chunk every time on first down. That makes it very, very difficult to win.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think Drew Barrymore probably could have had as much success as Drew Brees did. But, yeah, it's just, you know, it's painful to watch sometimes when you know what they're going to do and you can't do anything about it. And I think the frustration began to show after the third touchdown drive It just kind of looked like they were just sort of going through the motions, not really into the flow of the game, because they were just getting pushed around so much. And it might have been that they were just exhausted too, because they were out there. The offense, the Lions offense didn't do anything after the first two drives. Matthew Stafford had another inconsistent game. The running game
that
is
interception,
still inconsistent.
Though. The interception in the end zone that Matthew Stafford threw, which on a route where the guy was beaten, had he placed that pass right, the game would have been tied at that point and would have been completely different. Okay, you've given up three straight touchdowns, but you answered back. It's 21-21. We've got a shot here. When that happened, and then they just marched down the field, the game was over. And we weren't at halftime. And you just knew that this team was not going to be able to muster the type of comeback they would need. Like I said, they tried. They tried valiantly in the second half to get back in it. The defense played a slightly better, but not much. And look, the Lions scored 28 points in that game, which is not awful. But when you look at a league where teams are averaging about 35, 40 a game this season so far, I mean, these games are ridiculous. You've got to be better.
Well, yeah, especially since, like I said, the Saints, they don't have a great defense. When you're in a game with Drew Brees, who has been around a long time, that they've still got a lot of firepower in that offense. You're not going to win a horse race with the Saints unless you've got the horses to beat them, which the Lions clearly just don't. Good to see Kenny Golladay making some plays. But DeAndre Swift had a decent game. He scored his first NFL touchdown. But you just got to keep pouring it on. And like you said, Matthew Stafford, I mean, a year ago we were talking about how Stafford was having an MVP kind of year until he got hurt. He's not, he doesn't even look like the most valuable player on this team, much less the NFL. I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know why he's struggling so much this season, but if he can't fix that, they've got no chance of going anywhere.
Well, and of course now we have the bye week coming up, so you and I will not be talking next Monday, which bye weeks don't fix anything. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, this coaching staff is on thin ice right now, because that was an embarrassing loss yesterday. They got pushed around, and there was a period in that game where, again, the Lions could do absolutely nothing to stop the Saints. They just were powerless to stop them. They were getting pushed around off the ball. There are giant holes being opened up for the running backs. And as soon as they put another person in there to deal with that, then there's somebody wide open in the middle of the field. They had no answer. And I rarely see NFL defenses just look that incompetent.
Yeah, I don't know how you fix that. They do have some injuries on defense, but that's not an excuse. Next man up is how you're supposed to do it in the NFL. The thing is, the bye week doesn't fix things, like you said, necessarily, but the schedule can. And their next two games are against bad teams. The Atlanta Falcons, who are at the moment 0-3, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are 1-3, just like the Lions. They win those two games, they're 3-3. They're back in the wild card hunt, such that it is at that point. If they don't win those games, if they're 1-5 after losing to two awful teams, I don't see how they don't make a move. I don't see how they keep Matt Patricia after that, because every game he's 36 games he's coached, 25 they've lost, and after every loss, it's the stock line. We can coach better, we can play better, et cetera, et cetera. At some point, though, after 25 times, you have to wonder, are they capable of that? Is he capable of coaching better? Are they capable of playing better? And the answer seems to be no.
Well, the telling stat, though, is that the Lions have lost their last six games after being ahead by double digits in both games. That's never happened in NFL history.
Only about that.
I mean, that's just, you build a 14-0 lead in the first 5 minutes of the game. You need to lean on your defense a little bit. You need a running game that's going to keep them off the field and keep the other team, occupy their defense on the field. They weren't able to do either of those things yesterday. And you know, obviously your offensive line struggling a little bit. A couple of bad sacks were given up. Matt Stafford, you know, first couple of weeks he wasn't throwing the ball away the way he should. Yesterday I didn't see that happen too often, but he's not getting the protection he needs, you know, to make these – extend these plays. And I don't want to – I'm not upset. I'm just not sure what they could do to get better this year, because if they perform like that, they're going to lose a whole lot of games.
Well, my thinking is that if they do lose these next two games against Jacksonville and Atlanta, then they should go into full tank mode to try to get the number one pick next year, because it's going to come down to two quarterbacks: Trevor Lawrence of Clemson, Justin Fields of Ohio State. Those are the guys that are going to be at the top of the draft pool next year. At least that's the way it looks right now.
Well, and guys that actually much more closely mirror the quarterbacks who are really making hay in the league right now, like the Mahomes types guys, you know, mobile, especially Justin Fields. I mean, Lions have never really had a quarterback like that.
No, and if Daryl Bevel is going to stay on as offensive coordinator, I mean, he worked with Russell Wilson in Seattle. He's exactly the kind of quarterback, Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. These are the quarterbacks that are having the great success. The more traditional style quarterbacks, again, unless you're Drew Brees or Tom Brady or Philip Rivers, you got to have a strong running game if you're going to go with a traditional style quarterback, or you got to have Tom Brady, and they don't have Tom Brady.
No, and Tom Brady once again had a brilliant game yesterday. One pick six against him, but for the most part, and then you got five touchdown passes or whatever he had yesterday.
So a net four.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a ratio you'd be willing to deal with. Okay, so it is 4 weeks into the season. You know, all hope is not lost at this point in time. You do have a chance to right the ship, as you mentioned. But I'll tell you what, the public, the press, starting to gang up on Matt Patricia. Sports Illustrated said he should be fired. Bob Quinn should be fired. You're starting to see Terry Bradshaw last week was saying that it's time for these guys to go. That does not benefit anybody to have this much negativity coming down on the management and the head coach of the team. It starts to affect team unity. It starts to affect everything. How do you know when a team is responding negatively to the public pressure that's out there and what's being said about them? Because I can imagine the guys on like the ticket today are just going to be going off on this Lions team.
Well, you can tell based on how they play. I mean, let's see what they look like against Atlanta. Let's see what they look like against Jacksonville. They don't have to be perfect in those games, but I would expect to see intensity. I would expect to see fire. I would expect to see enough urgency and anger and also enthusiasm to actually play the game and play it well. If they do that and they get to 3-3, okay, then you hit the reset button, and now it's a 10-game schedule, and see what you do against the teams that are still there. They got a couple of games left against Minnesota. I don't believe they've won a game yet.
They won yesterday.
Oh, they did. Okay, yeah. So the Vikings are 1-3.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, they've got Washington on the schedule, which, you know, they're awful. They should have beaten the Bears, who finally lost yesterday.
Yeah.
And seem to have a problem with, you know, their quarterback situation. There's an opportunity here for the Lions to, you know, come away with not a great record. They're not going to be they're not going to a Super Bowl. But if they
meaningful games in December.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Been a while since we could talk about that. That's one of those things that's just like, it's not too much to ask, because Detroit sports right now are in such a low point. I mean, you know, the Tigers had a horrible season. The Wings are terrible. The Pistons were terrible. And of course, the Lions, you know, we don't expect them to win the Super Bowl. We're not stupid. We would like them to be competitive in December and maybe give us some reason to deal with the gray skies that come along, with this time of year. But damn Lions, their inconsistency is one of the most mind-boggling things I've ever seen.
Yeah. Although it wasn't all bad for Detroit this year, we finally have a pro soccer champion.
Oh, that's
the
true.
Detroit City FC won their league, their professional league fall tournament. So, you know, first time we've had a pro soccer champion in Detroit. And I did a little research. The Lions last won the NFL in 1957 before the Super Bowl. They've never been to a Super Bowl. 11 other professional franchises at different levels have won championships in this town since then. Of course, the Wings, 4 Stanley Cups, the Tigers, 2 World Series, the Pistons, 3 NBA championships. Then you had the Michigan Panthers, the Detroit Shock, the Detroit Vipers.
Okay, well, are you going to talk about the Express?
No, the Express didn't. I mean, they made the playoffs in their first year, but they didn't.
How about the Wheels? Are we going to go?
The Wheels came off of the Wheels.
That's right.
You know, even before their first season ended. So, but my point is that, you know, at some point, you talk about the future of Matt Patricia, you know, and people will say, well, you know, these guys should be fired right now. Okay, fine. But who are you going to hire to replace them? And do you have any confidence that anybody in the Ford family knows what to do in that situation? I mean, Sheila Ford Hamp is now in control of the team. ESPN had a big write-up on her, you know, a few weeks ago, that was, you know, kind of enlightening. But I mean, do you honestly believe that after almost 60 years of ownership, that they're going to finally get it right? I certainly don't. I'm not even sure an actual rocket scientist would help, you know, unless can you dig up Wernher von Braun, you know, I mean, put him in charge. I don't know.
Oh, that's an interesting idea right there. The corpse of Wernher von Braun might be more effective as Lions coach than what we have right now. You never know. Well, with that, I think we'll have to let it go. The one thing I do want to point out, though, is that, you know, there is no such thing as home field advantage right now. But for the Lions, you know, maybe one of the good things is that they can't hear the fans boo.
Oh, they can hear. They're just, you know, it's in their heads.
Just open up the doors to Ford Field and hear the collective groan of the community through the doors.
Right, exactly.
All right, Pat. Well, we'll let you go. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. We always appreciate your time, sir. And, hey, it's a beautiful fall day out there today. So I'm going to take advantage of that and, you know, ease my mind a little bit from what I witnessed yesterday because, boy, was that ugly.
Sure was.
All right, Pat Batchelor, morning anchor at WDET. Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
Again, we always appreciate Pat Batchelor joining us here on the Craig Folly Show to commiserate about our Lions. Hopefully we'll be able to celebrate a little bit more in the future, but it just isn't looking like it's going to be the year. Then again, it's never been the year, and I'm 53 years old, so who knows? Maybe one day before I pass away, hopefully that's far in the future, the Lions may indeed win the Super Bowl. All right, anyway, wishful thinking there. Keep in mind, I've got some cool stuff coming up this week. Tomorrow's show, an interview with a guy named Marcus Lyon. He's a wonderful photographer, and he's done this really, really cool project called I Detroit. He's picked out 100 people in the city of Detroit to profile, and he's doing it several ways. You've got, of course, photographs of them, so good portraits, but there's also oral histories that they've recorded that go along with them, and, of course, DNA profiling as well. It really is designed to give us sort of a DNA look at people in the city of Detroit. It's amazing stuff, and I encourage you to listen to tomorrow's show because I think you're going to enjoy it. I'm really, really looking forward to this book launch, but it's more than a book. There's a virtual component to it as well, all sorts of neat stuff. And it really does give a cool snapshot of 100 Detroiters who are, you know, doing cool stuff in the community. And it's a wide range of people. You've got artists, you've got activists, you've got, of course, business people and others, and a lot of different folks that get an opportunity to sort of tell their story and give us a lot of depth and a lot of new knowledge about our own community. So look for this one tomorrow. I think you'll enjoy it a lot. I'd like to thank my sponsor for this program, James Oliver Coffee. That's jamesolivercoffee.com. They have good stuff. I like coffee, and I've been enjoying the heck out of it. I've been ordering it for the last several weeks since I really got to know these two who own this company. They are based, of course, in the city of Detroit, roasting really great coffee right here. Just about a different blend for just everybody, or a different bean for everybody. Again, get it ground, get it whole bean, whatever you want. Just order it online. And when you do, use the promo code CFSHOW. That's CFSHOW at the checkout there. You'll get 15% off your first order. Support a local company doing good work, making good product. And I know if you're like me, you know, you're doing your best to stay home. You're doing your best to not venture out too often. And one of those things that maybe has changed are your coffee habits. Maybe it's not so easy to hit the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts or Tim Hortons or at Starbucks or one of those places. And you know what? Frankly, you make coffee at home, it just tastes better. It just does, especially when you grind it fresh each and every day. And knowing that I'm supporting a local business is a big deal. And by the way, when you buy from them, you're supporting this show as well. I don't ask you for money on this program. And I, you know, try to keep it that way. So some, you know, small sponsorship things that I have on this program, which is different from the way I used to do it. But keep this in mind. Yeah, I may have some commercials on here, but I'm not fundraising on this show like you were used to me doing for all of those years. So supporting my sponsors supports this program, supports Deadline Detroit, and allows us to keep doing the quality work we're doing there. Check out the series that we did on Beaumont. You may have heard that the merger between Beaumont and Advocate Aurora in Chicago has been called off, and that is in no small part to the digging that Eric Starkman did and the Deadline Detroit did to take a look at that and ask questions, really important questions as to why they were entering into this in the first place. And now, there's a lot of work still to be done there, and we'll keep following up on it. I hope to catch up with Eric Starkman a little bit later on this week, and I'll give you an update on where things stand with that. But Deadline Detroit, really important journalistic part of the puzzle here in Detroit, and it's a big deal. So we appreciate your support. I'll tell you how in just a second, how to support Deadline Detroit. But I want to say thank you to listening. Thank you for supporting the program. Thank you for supporting the sponsors of this program, jamesolivercoffee.com. Have a fantastic day, everyone, and we will talk again tomorrow. I've got a show set up for Wednesday, probably Thursday, and of course, we'll have the week that was on Friday. We're getting a lot of pitches these days and a lot of good guests, and I'm excited about that. We are getting more audience as well. So tell your friends, if you like what I'm doing with this program, and it is just me putting it together. This is my solo thing here each and every day. So ideas, thoughts, send them to me, thecraigfolleyshow@gmail.com, or send me a message on social media and let me know what you're thinking. What stuff should I be talking about? What am I missing? And, you know, also just say hi. But again, tell your friends, rate the podcast, like it, share it, whatever you want to do. It all helps because we're starting to get some traction. It's taken a little while, but it's been fun to do in the meantime. And I hope you're enjoying it as well as I am. So, that's it. Enjoy. We'll talk tomorrow. The Craig Folley Show is made possible in part by Deadline Detroit. Deadline Detroit has some of the best journalists in the city. We're asking you to support independent local journalism by joining our $3 a month membership. By joining, you become eligible to win prizes, including tickets for sporting events and gift cards to some of Detroit's best restaurants. Just go to our website and click the ad at the top, or go to www.deadlinedetroit.com/membership.